Well, Crows were sort of in it at halftime. I know they led by 2 points. Then Freo just kept grinding away as they do. In the end, I thought they just outworked and outnumbered. I'm not going to say outclassed, but outnumbered the Crows. Ended up a 40-point margin. Crows gun, Brody Smith, to tell us more about it. Brody, thanks for your time.
No worries, boys. Thanks for having me.
You know we've got a nickname for you. It's B. Smith. You happy with that? Just B. Smith?
Yeah, that'll do.
That'll do. Or Bubba. My son's nickname's Bubba. Hey, how's the corky?
Yeah, it's all right. I went into the game with a little knock last week and just got knocked on the same spot again, so flared up a bit, but it's feeling pretty good, so I should be right to go.
Oh, gee, corkies, they give you the you-know-watskies. Did you enjoy running with Nat Fife in the end?
Yeah, obviously a new experience for me, and got to have a quarter through the midfield, which was nice. And but I think by the time I'd got to him, and they'd got ahead of us by a fair bit at that stage. So unfortunately, they outnumbered us, and they were able to kick away in the last quarter.
Do you speak to your coaches about getting you up in the midfield a bit more, Brody, or until Ricky Henderson gets back, you're just going to have to play your same role?
Yeah, well, I did the majority of the pre-season in the midfield, getting ready for this year, and then obviously Ricky had his leg injury, which is unfortunate, and so I've gone back into that spot this year, and I guess we'll wait and see till he gets back what happens there.
Brody, is the game style the problem for the team at the moment, just either by execution or just getting it right? It appears to be the one constant problem for you. It works or it doesn't work. Is that the big issue for the team at the moment?
I don't think it's the game style, because we've seen when we execute the game style that we play really well, and we've beaten a couple of good sides in the last month. But it's just at the moment, like I said, we're not executing it every week, and that's the main issue at the moment.
Why is that why is that difficult for you? Why is the execution of your game style difficult for you then?
It's a great question. It's one that we're trying to find out ourselves. We're working really hard to try and find the problem to why we're not doing it week in, week out, and just that consistency is not there at the moment. And, it's really frustrating us, and I'm sure it's frustrating the fans, and we're working hard to try and eliminate it.
Gave Freo too much uncontested ball and easy lead-up marks, Brody, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. Just a couple of fundamentals where we turned the ball over again, and then we weren't set up the other way, and they were able to chip through us and take a lot of uncontested marks and, handball receives and just get out on the outside of us and just outworked us in the end.
Calling the game was very frustrating. You fold back, you help your defenders, you win the ball in there, whether it by stoppage or loose or numbers. You bombed it out. There was no structure in front of the ball just to get it out of bounds or a mark to reset. You could not work the cod out of that back line after half time. It was so frustrating to watch, B. Smith.
Yeah, Freo are a really good structural side. They set up well and they apply a lot of pressure. And, all we could do was kick it out of there, and then they were set up well and they kicked it straight back in. So a bit of credit goes to them with the way they play. But, we just weren't good enough with the ball. We didn't have that poise and weren't able to get our game going. We played the game on their terms.
Did you hear Rory Sloane's comments that we played earlier? Do you agree with them?
Oh, I haven't heard them, no, sorry.
About intensity and work rate, and, you just didn't play with intensity. Actually, we've got it. We might just play it for you, Brody. Just have a listen. Here's your co-captain.
Yesterday came down to definitely effort. It just didn't seem like there was a lot of effort, and intensity just lacked completely. I think as a team, we just didn't run hard enough. Freo just outran us, and it was pretty poor by us, really, our work rate. As players, we've got to take a bit of responsibility and start to action some of it, because it's not good enough as players.
They're pretty brutal words, straight to the point, Brody. Obviously, after the game, you guys all had a team meeting with just the players. Did a lot of that get discussed in that team meeting?
Yeah, and I agree with exactly what Simon said there. We just didn't work hard enough. The intensity wasn't there, First quarters have been a problem for us this year, and, we came out really well and had high intensity and won the quarter and played some good footy, and then for whatever reason, it just dropped away from there, and the rest of the game wasn't good enough. And Sloaney hit it on the head there, which is the work rate wasn't there.
Brody, we understand you don't want to talk too much about individuals, and we get that and respect that. Well, but the forward line continues to be an issue about your ability to score once the ball gets in there. And there was a fascinating stat on the weekend that Fremantle scored from 60% of their inside 50s, while you blokes could only score from 30%. You just cannot get that mix of your front six right yet.
Yeah, I think all that has to do with the way the ball went in too. You know, Freo were able to get out in time and space and have some really clean entries into their forward line, and we were the complete opposite. We weren't able to get any free run, and we just bombed it in there at times and didn't really help our forwards out. So can't just give it all to the forwards and blame them. So it's probably a team thing as well.
But you just haven't been able to address. What was going through your minds at half time? Be fascinated to know what the conversation in the change rooms was at half time, because you're in front on the scoreboard, but the way the game was flowing probably suggested that Fremantle might have been dominant, not quite in control, but certainly had the better of it. What were you thinking at half time?
Yeah, I guess we knew, obviously, yeah, like you said, we were on top, but didn't really feel like that towards the end of the half.
And, no.
We just spoke about, you know, getting that clean use and not letting them have the numbers on the outside of the contest, and working harder than them, and just didn't happen in the last half for whatever reason.
Surely someone down there's got an idea or reason for the team's inconsistency, Brody. Have you got a theory?
Oh, no, I haven't. I'm not sure exactly why this is happening at the moment. Like I said, it's just really frustrating. We're playing some really good footy. Even on the weekend, we had a good quarter, and then it falls away. So something's going on, and we need to find the answer pretty quick.
I know the message from the coaching groups: attack, take the game on, be brave with your ball use. You know, you try to own the corridor, forward to centre, get it forward. You know, that is the message. Can you just confirm that? I mean, that's very broad, Brody, I know, but the message continually is to attack. That's the Crows' way, and take the game on, Brody.
It is, yeah. We like to be an attacking side, yeah. But Sando's got a big emphasis on defence as well, which is probably something that's just lacked a bit. We've probably attacked too much, and the defensive side just gone away a bit. So at the moment, we're talking about playing total football, you know, a good balance of attack and defence. And, yeah, on the weekend, our defensive efforts, there was some really poor ones, and just it wasn't good enough in the end.
Apparently the training's been really good and your standard's really good and the intensity's been up. So that's a good start, Brody, on the track. Can you confirm that? I think Rory said that in his presser at the airport.
Yeah, our main sessions, we really try to, you know, emulate bursts in a football game. So, you know, we have a 10-minute really high-intensity drill and then a quick 90-second break and then we're back into the next drill. And, yeah, training's been a really high standard and high intensity. And the boys have felt really good and just can't take that into the game each week at the moment.
Brode, what's the attitude like of the boys, or the mood in the camp like? Normally, you know, you get a sense of whether there's still that belief, look, we're okay, boys, and we know we've got it, we need to fix A, B, C and D. Is there still the belief in the group that, you know, you can make something out of this season?
Yeah, well, we know our best is good enough because, you know, we've done it a couple of times this year. I guess it's just, like I've said, that frustration at the moment, that we can't do it each week, but we know if we play the way we want to play, we'll beat most sides. So that belief is still there, and you know, we've still got 11 games to go to fix up what's happened so far, and we know if we get it right, we can still push towards the end of the year and have a really good season.
Is the health of the camp okay? Like on the weekend, Taylor was obviously struggling later in the game, didn't look completely healthy. I thought, you know, thought that Paddy looked not 100%. Sammy Jacobs obviously had difficulty coming into that game. Maybe you rolled the dice with too many unfit blokes?
Well, I think, you know, each week different players get different knocks, and it'd be the same at every club, and obviously the guys you mentioned are really important players, and Sando wouldn't play them if he didn't think they could get through a game, so I think it'd be the same in each club.
Yep.
Well, you've got the Kangaroos at home Saturday night. We've got doubles to give away. It's going to be sold out. I reckon they've come at another good time for you guys because they take the game on, Brody. I think all you need to do is watch their third quarter. I think it was against Richmond. Boy, I think they kicked 8 or 9 goals.
Scary. But
I think those sort of teams suit the Crows, teams that take the game on and don't get stacks of numbers behind the ball, Brody.
Yeah, it's probably found this year we have played well against those sort of sides. So, you know, hopefully this week we can be a bit better defensively, and our work rate's up and intensity's high, and, you know, we can really take it to the Kangaroos and get our season back on track.
Will Riley play his 200th? Do you know yet?
No, we don't know, but I'm sure there'll be a couple of changes this week, and, you know, he's been in good form in the SANFL, so if he comes in, I'm sure he'll come in and play well.
And the Crouch brothers, there'll be a blue if Matt goes in over Brad. They both did very well in the SANFL Crows team, B. Smith.
Yeah, Brad's been coughing it all year. He's been out injured, and Matt's been, he come in and had a couple of really good games. So he was pumped on the weekend to go out there and have a really good game.
We heard Hendo's back in the SANFL Crows this week, which is great. Lynchy's only a week away. VB, Griggy, you've got a lot of good players starting to build some ripping form in the SANFL, which will put heat on you guys upstairs, Brody.
Yeah, it'd be good. You know, we've missed a couple of those guys this year, so it'd be really good to have them back and put on some more pressure through the SANFL. And like I said, that belief's still there. And once we get a couple of those guys back and get close to a full-strength side, you know, we know we can be really dangerous. So we're looking forward to that. And we just, we'll fix up the couple of things we need to and hopefully finish off the year really strongly.
Gee, your mate J-Pole's having a good season across the road, up the road, Port Adelaide.
J-Polek,
the big J-Pole.
Yeah.
Oh, fair dig. Have you still talked to him, or how's that all going?
Yeah, we catch up every now and then,
Oh, good. Well done.
Showdown's around the corner, though, so I probably won't talk to him for a while.
Good stuff. Hey, Brody, you're having a ripping season, honestly. You run, you carry, you dash. The number one metre muncher, I think, in the Crows. Number one
the
in the AFL.
Muncher.
Very close to Young. We're really enjoying your development, mate. Fantastic. All the best. Find out what's wrong down there with your consistency. Bring your team's A game this week against the Kangaroos and you'll get the right result. Brody, thanks for your time.
Cheers, boys. Thanks for having me.
Good on you, Brody.
He's a ripping fella.